Welcome to the Marketing That Leads podcast. I'm your host, Anita, a travel-obsessed writer who loves all things online business. I'm on a mission to help coaches, course creators, and service providers create and grow businesses that lead to more income, impact, and freedom. I believe using evergreen and automated strategies such as blog, SEO, and Pinterest marketing is how you can become visible 24/7 with ease. In fact, I bring seven-figure traffic to my website on autopilot, and I'll show you how you can do the same. I'll teach you how to master marketing that leads to more free time, more traffic, more visibility, and ultimately more sales. Alrighty, let's get into it. Welcome back to another episode of the Marketing That Leads podcast. Today's episode, we're going to be talking about how to stay consistently organized in your business. And I'm going to be sharing three simple rules that you can apply to your business to make sure that you stay organized. Okay. Before we get into things, I want to let you know that I am hosting a free masterclass called the Six-Figure System to Automate Every Single Manual Task in Your Business. This masterclass is for overworked coaches, course creators, and service providers who want to know the exact systems, automations, and organization that helps you hit your next launch goals or your next profit goals in your business. You'll learn the four things that you need to create a successful six-figure system that actually allows you to work less and cut hours per week off your schedule. And I'll show you how to implement the six-figure system with ease. So if you would like to come and join us, make sure that you click the link in the description and you can save your seat. All right, let's talk about organization. I know that some of you hate it and some of you love it. So if there's one thing that you should know about me, it's that I am pretty organized, right? My new team members, when they come into my business, they're like, oh my gosh, holy moly. Like, your back end of your business is very organized. We have a system for everything. We have a place for everything. And people are always super impressed. But it's not just with my business life as well. My home life, my personal life is very organized. And I like to keep it that way. Although I will say I'm not perfect. No one is, right? Sometimes we have messy days, messy weeks, messy periods. But usually I'm very organized on a consistent basis. So if you ever feel like you are cleaning up maybe some Google Drive folders or maybe your Canva account, I know that many of us, our Canva accounts can be a total mess, but let's say that you spend the total weekend cleaning out your Canva account, you're organizing everything, you're creating folders, you're putting things in folders, and then it gets to Monday and you're like, cool, I feel so good. I've had a little spring clean of my Canva account and everything has its place. So then you walk into Monday and it, you know, you're feeling good, right? But then this week you have an incredibly busy week. You have podcast episodes to film. You are being featured on a podcast. You have to teach your clients. You have a masterclass that you're teaching, right? You just have lots of things going on this week. And before you know it, you get into your Canva account and it is a total mess again. And you feel like you've kind of failed, right? And you have to start again. You have to get organized again. And you feel like you're in this total kind of organizational circle. I like to call it the chaos carousel, where you just kind of keep into the spiral of getting organized and then having to organize things again and then getting organized again. And it's just like a constant mess and a constant struggle. And I like to talk about like a very kind of personal life example here. So imagine that you've just cooked an incredible dinner and you have dishes stacked to the brim of your ceiling. Like, you have lots of things that you need to clean up, but you've just cooked an incredible meal. So, you know, you leave those dishes for tomorrow, right? Someone else will do them or you'll do them tomorrow, whatever. So you leave them to tomorrow, you wake up and you instantly feel stressed. You're like, oh my gosh, I have all of these dishes to do, but I need to get into my work and I need to get started with my day and I don't have time to do them right now, so I'll do them later. And then it gets to dinner time and you're like, oh, in order to cook dinner, I need to do the dishes. And you're like, let's just get takeout today because I can't be bothered, right? So then you wait another day and the dishes just keep piling up. And then you get to maybe a couple of days later and you're like, all right, I really just need to put in my headphones, listen to a podcast and do all of the dishes. And it takes you a good hour, right? Whereas if you had just done the dishes as you were cooking that incredible meal, you could have decreased your stress. You could have decreased the amount of hours that you are cleaning the dishes just by keeping things consistently clean, right? And so I like to use that example and I like you to think of it as in your business, okay? If we keep things consistently organized, then we don't have to feel like there's a burden of things that we need to get organized and we have to spend a total weekend doing it. Whereas if we just apply some very simple rules to your business, we can stay consistently organized and on top of things. Okay, so let me stop chatting about organization and giving you examples, but let's get into the three different rules that I recommend applying to your business, okay? Rule number one, every time you create something new or your team creates something new, so make sure that you make this clear to your team member or members if you have them. Every time you create something new, it must go into a folder and be organized right away. Okay, so just like the dishes analogy, I want you to stay on top of things. So if you're creating a new Canva graphic or you are creating a new presentation, as soon as you hit the file and new, I want you to assign it to a folder, okay? Every time you are uploading something to Google Drive, make sure that it is going to a folder. Everything needs to have its own place. And what I recommend when it comes to folders, just like a little FYI as well, you don't need a million different folders, right? Because that is another thing that I see people do is you get organized, but then you end up having like 20 different folders when you only needed like 5 or 6, okay? So keep it simple, keep things simple, because that's going to help you at the end of the day. All right, so that is rule number one. Every time you create something new, it must go into a folder and be organized right away. And this might take some kind of getting used to, but if you keep practicing this, you'll get into a habit that every time you go, you know, a new doc or a new Canva graphic or anything like that, you will just automatically assign it to a folder right away. So get into the practice of doing that. All right, rule number two. Have an end of week wrap up task. So whether this is in your project management system, which I will talk a little bit about very soon, or if you have a post-it note on your computer, I recommend you have an end of week wrap up task. So this is a task that you will do at the end of your work week, whenever that is. So a lot of people work until Friday, right? So this would be a task that you can complete on a Friday afternoon, for example, before you dip out for the weekend. So I'm going to give you 5 examples of my own end of week wrap up tasks, okay? My first task is clear out Asana notepad and add any tasks in Asana. So within Asana and within a lot of project management systems, you will have a sort of notepad that you can jot down ideas. And this is where I go to if I have an idea or something that's like come to me that I need to do or tell my team to do or delegate or whatever, right? So I put it all in this notepad, just like you would with an actual notebook, right? So at the end of the week, I make sure that that notepad is completely clear and that anything that I have written on that notepad is actually delegated, or I've created a task and assigned it to myself with a due date so that I make sure that everything gets done and everything is delegated out. The next task that I have is look at my notebooks, my phone notes. Also, I send messages to myself via Facebook Messenger, so I always have a little look in there. And I see if there's any potential tasks that I need to add to Asana again, right? So I'm looking over my notebooks and thinking to myself, do I need to add any of these tasks? Another example of this that I found really helpful is if you have a coach or if you're in a coaching program and you get coached, don't just write the recommendations that your coach is telling you on a notepad without actually creating tasks in your project management system to assign to yourself. Because quite often you will jump on these coaching calls and they will recommend, you know, this and that and this and that and improve this and do this. But nothing actually gets done after that call. And so just like a little side tip here, if you do have a coach or you get coached, make sure that after you have done your call, you actually create tasks and assign it to yourself with a due date so that you can actually move forward on your goals. All right, so the next task that I have for you, or actually it's for me, but I'm sharing it with you, is I go to my tasks. It's called an Asana. It's basically a window that tells you all of the tasks that are assigned to you over the next week or two. So I go to the section in Asana and I plan out my next week. Okay, so I add priorities. I ask myself, what is the most important thing that I need to get done next week, and make sure that that's at the top of my list. I also add the amount of time or estimated time that I think it's going to take me to complete the task. And this actually helps me to not overstuff myself. Okay, this is a problem, being a little bit real here. This is a problem that I have. I overstuff myself. I'm like, yeah, I can get done a sales page and record a whole module and create, you know, 25 emails within a week. Like, that's no problem. And at the end of the week, I'm like, oh my God, I didn't get any of that done. So I'm working on it. Okay. I am definitely working on it. I'm not perfect, but this is one way that I can make sure that I'm not overstuffing my schedule for the next week. And then I also ask myself, can any of these tasks be delegated so that I can potentially work on something that's more important or something that is a more of a money generating activity? Okay, so that is the third thing that's in my end of week wrap up task. The next one is prep for the team meeting. So I have a team meeting. It's actually every second Monday. So sometimes this task is just automatically ticked off, but I make sure that on a Friday, I'm kind of prepped for the team meeting on Monday so that I can walk in on Monday, have the team meeting, and I'm like walking into Monday feeling super like excited for the week and know exactly what I need to be doing. And the last task that I have here is to glance over my monthly goals and game plan to see if I need to potentially make any adjustments, if we're on track, if we're behind on certain things, and always just having a look at my goals and seeing if we maybe need to adjust things or we need to adjust timelines and things like that. I think it's really important if you are setting goals or you have a game plan for your business that you are consistently actually looking at it, because we can put all these nice fluffy goals at the start of the year and then we just never look at them again. And for me, I'm a very visual person. I need to make sure that I'm consistently looking at things in order to actually get them done. So this helps me tremendously. Okay, so that was rule number two, is have an end of week wrap up task, and I share with you some examples that I have on my own. Number three is use your project management system to help you remind you to organize and make it a priority for your business. If you do not have a project management system, what are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? If you're using a Google Doc to organize your business, what are you doing? Okay, sign up to a project management system. You do not have to pay for one. There are plenty of free ones out there. Actually, Asana has a free plan that is absolutely incredible. And there are a lot of other project management systems out there like ClickUp and Notion. My favorite though is Asana, because you can do so much with it and you can grow your business with Asana. Like, for example, if you're a solopreneur right now, but let's say in 2 or 3 years, you have a team of 5 people, your business is easily going to grow with the project management system. You're not going to have to move softwares or anything like that. It has so many incredible different options. Anyway, I am a huge Asana fan, as you can tell. but if you have not signed up to a project management system, I want you to sign up to one today. You don't have to create or build an entire system out like today, but it is really great to help you keep on top of things and organize your business. And some tasks that I have in my project management system that are assigned to me, but also I have assigned to my VA, for example, is a 6-monthly cleanup of our project management system. We also have tasks that are like quarterly cleanups of our back-end systems and things like that. And so using a project management system to help remind you or help remind your VA or other team members to stay consistently organized and have these periods throughout the year to actually just clean up things and make sure that things are kept on top of will help your business tremendously. So I recommend having these sort of quarterly or could be 6-monthly cleanup tasks that are assigned to you or a team member as well. Although you're going to stay consistently organized, this will just help you organize anything that's kind of fallen through the cracks. And things will fall through the cracks. That is totally normal. You won't stay on top of organization all of the time, but we want to make sure that if there is anything that has fallen through the cracks, that gets cleaned up very fast. So it's just kind of like a check-in sort of task that you can create in your Asana, for example. Now, one thing I just want to note on this is I wouldn't recommend having yearly cleanups, okay? Yearly cleanups can be overwhelming. I would recommend having quarterly or 6-monthly cleanups of different areas of your business. For example, maybe your VA once every quarter could go through your Canva and just make sure that everything is in a folder. And, you know, everything should be in a folder. So this could take her, you know, maybe 15 or 30 minutes, right? But if she had waited the whole year to do that task, you might have a collection of things and then it gets a little bit overwhelming and it's just a little bit too much. So have these quarterly and 6-monthly cleanups of your business. Alrighty, so those were the 3 rules, and that is how you stay consistently organized in your business. I want to shout out my new membership, Ease Club. Ease Club will help you automate every single manual task in your business. And within the membership in month 1, we actually have a 10-day organizing challenge. So we're going to get your business organized from the get-go, and then you'll be able to stay consistently organized after that. So if you want to be able to step away from every single manual task in your business and spend more time and money generating activities and have a business that is so organized that you are so proud and it is very easy to onboard new team members because they know where everything is, then you need to join Ease Club. Because that's exactly what we're going to do inside of this membership. We're going to create very simple systems, organization, and automations that help you scale to your next income goal and more. Okay, so I will leave the link to that down below. Thanks for listening, and I will speak to you in the next episode.